Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What if the biggest risk was the one you didn't write down? You mind if I share a short story with you? I remember when I first started off in project management, I thought the risk register was my secret weapon. I built it like a fortress, you know, color-coded, categorized. Of course, you know I had to have it cross-referenced. I honestly thought if I managed that document well enough, I could control the outcome of the entire project. Let me be honest, it made me feel powerful, like I was holding a steering wheel with both hands. But what I didn't realize was that one instant where no one else had their hands on the steering wheel. You see, the developers, the business analysts, even the testers, they knew the risks were popping up. But since they weren't part of the process, they assumed, well, ED got it covered. To make things even worse, one developer even noticed a potential integration issue early on, but never made it into my amazing risk register because no one told me. Therefore, when the issue finally exploded during a user acceptance testing, it looked like I basically dropped the ball. Truth is, I was managing the risk register alone, and that meant I was actually standing on an island alone when things went wrong. See, that experience taught me something I will never, and I do mean never, ever, ever, ever forget. That moment you treat your risk like it's your, that is yours alone to manage, is the same moment your team stops helping you see it. And that brings me to the first reason your risk register might feel completely disconnected. Principle number one, your risk register is owned by the PM only. See, when only the project manager owns the risk register, it becomes a siloed document instead of a shared strategy, risk go unmanaged, and the team buy-in, well, let's just say it disappears because they don't see it as their responsibility. Why is this important? See, risk is everyone's business. A single point of ownership means missed context, blind spots, and no accountability across the entire team. So experiment with these actionable tips. In your project charter or your kickoff meeting, explicitly state the risk management is a shared responsibility of the team. Again, state that the risk management plan is a shared responsibility of the entire team. Next point, assign every single risk to a specific named owner from the team, never the PM, and get their public agreement as well as document it. And the last and final one, during reviews, have the risk owner, not you, speak up to the status in the mitigation plan for the assigned risk. Principle number two, team members believe that identifying a risk, especially a significant one, will reflect poorly on them. They associate raising a problem with being the cause of the problem, leading to a culture of silence where bad news is actually buried. Why is this important? See, the culture of green is extremely deadly. It guarantees you will be blindsided by major issues that your team knew about weeks, days, and even months in advance. The most dangerous risks are those ones that are known but unspoken. Experiment with these actionable tips. Start meetings by asking this question. What's one thing that could go wrong this week? Hey, you got to understand, for me, family, I am an optimist. But you, as when you're leading projects, you have to be a pessimist when it comes to risk. Because if you don't ask that question I just stated, and I'll restate it, What's one thing that could go wrong this week? Next one. Celebrate, not penalize, team members who raise tough or uncomfortable risk. I wish we could see this more in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. We have to celebrate team members that actually raise risks that may be tough and uncomfortable to really digest, but it needs to be known, because if not, then down the road, we may be faced with something else. And the last and final one, model vulnerability by sharing a risk you personally overlooked or underestimated. Principle number three, the unspoken political and cultural risks are ignored. See, the risk register is full of technical and resource risks, but completely ignores the more potent threat, a disengaged stakeholder and competing priorities, aka competing projects. Why is this important? Ignoring cultural and political dynamics is like navigating a minefield with a map that shows only the trees. These risks right here can delay decisions, block approvals, and most of all, can cause stakeholder sabotage. Experiment with these actionable tips. Include a relationship risk category in your risk register. Next point, document influence-based risks. For example, sponsor shifting priorities or team A doesn't trust team B. These are real things, family. I know it sounds like you never heard anyone really talk about it openly, but I will, because it's important. I want you to understand the importance of having these particular documents in place, so you're prepared. You don't want to get caught off guard. And the last and final one, have the off-the-record conversation with trusted allies to surface what people won't write down. Principle number four, the register creates an illusion of control. See, the risk register is a masterpiece of formatting. It's long, it's detailed, and it's color-coded. It gives you and your team, your stakeholders, the feeling that everything is documented and therefore everything is under control, even if the content is stale or the mitigation plans are ineffective. Why is this important? Overconfidence in a static document blinds people to real-time threat. A polished register with no action is worse than a messy one with an accountability. Experiment with these actionable tips. Prioritize ruthlessly. An active managed list of the top five risks is more valuable than a perfectly formatted list of 100 risks that have no action on them. Next point, periodically bring in a trusted outsider like another PM and a stakeholder or a senior lead for a sanity check. Ask them to read your risk register and tell you what they think is missing or what is not really looking properly documented here. And the last and final one, constantly play a part as far as picking apart your own risk register for major risk. Ask them, what if our mitigation plan has zero effect? What's plan B? What's plan C? This really gets the team thinking. Principle number five, project communication. There is no feedback loop. See, project concludes, the risk register and archive. There is no formal process for harvesting the intelligence it contains. What you got right, what you got wrong, what surprised you, and feeding it back into the organization process for future projects. Why is this important? Organizations sometimes make the same mistakes over and over again. And as project managers, we have to contain that tribal knowledge. See, tribal knowledge is lost, and every new project starts from a position of ignorance. See, the cost of this collectiveness will allow the project to have more success by containing that risk register, not just archiving it somewhere where no one would ever look at it again, but using it as an opportunity to set up the next project manager or the next project or even yourself for success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Make a lesson learned review a mandatory non-negotiable gate for project closure. Next point, distill the final risk register into a one-page summary of the top five realized risks, the top five averted risks, and the top five surprises. This is a high-value artifact for future PMs. And the last and final one, identify the most impactful, or what we'll like to say, surprise risk from your project and personally deliver that lesson learned to the head of the PMO or the relevant functional manager. Principle number six, your register is a historical log, not a forward-looking tool. See, if you only record what happened or what you already know, your risk register becomes a museum and not a radar. Why is this important? Risk registers are proactive by nature. If your tool doesn't help predict and prevent issue, it's really not doing its J-O-B. It's not doing its job. So experiment with these actionable tips. Use scenario planning. What does that look like? Well, if X happens, then what? Next one. Add future risk trigger columns, like for instance, look at potential threats 2 to 3 milestones ahead. And the last and final one, conduct trend reviews. Ask this question, what's changed about our top risk in the last month? Principle number 7, your risks aren't linked to the schedule. You have a list of risks in a separate project schedule, you know, your Gantt chart, your WBS, et cetera, and there's no explicit link between them. You can't look at a risk and immediately see the specific milestone, deliverable, or dependencies it threatens. Why is this important? This makes a proper impact analysis impossible. When a risk is probably increases, you can't see the cascading downstream effect on your timeline. It prevents you from answering the most critical, and I do mean the most critical question a sponsor may ask you. Well, if this risk happens, what is the delay to our go live date? Experiment with these actionable tips. Prioritize risks based on how close they are to the critical path items. Next point, share a Gantt chart overlaid with top risks during stakeholder updates. And the last and final one, structure your schedule review meeting around work package. For instance, for each major upcoming task, ask this particular question, what are the specific risks associated with this piece of work? Principle number 8, your register doesn't evolve as the project matures. See, the risks identified during project kickoffs are not the same risks you're still tracking during user acceptance. The register has not been updated to reflect the project's changing life cycle. Why is this important? A stagnated register can't account for emergent risks. You'll either be overprepared or you'll be underprepared for real threats. Experiment with these actionable tips. At each major phase gate, you know, moving from design to build, hold a dedicated risk register refresh workshop. Next one, formally close or retire risks that no longer are relevant. Actively clearing out the old risks is just as important as adding new ones. And the last and final one, challenge the team to think about the next phase. Have them ask this question, where are we at in the build phase now? Or what are the risks we need to start thinking about for the deployment and warranty period? Well, family, if you made it this far, you know I truly appreciate it. If your risk register feels disconnected from your project, it probably is, because risks aren't just data points. They're early warning signs, they're conversations, they're culture. And if you're the only one managing them, you're not protecting the project, you're isolating it. So I challenge you with these couple challenges here. Start making risk a shared responsibility. Next one, bring your team in, invite stakeholders in. And the last and final one, make risk real, not based off of theory. Because see, the more eyes you have on potential problems, the fewer blind spots you will run into. Don't just manage the register, activate it. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name AED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. Until next time.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.